It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
All right, welcome back. Quitting time on your Tuesday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith coming to you live this afternoon from Rickard Ridge Barbecue. One more hour with you here on the show. We'll talk more about Tally tonight, the fundraiser for the Tallytown Festival coming up next month here in Campbell County. Right now, though, we set it back to Marcus Young in the top 5 at 5. Marcus, what do you got?
Thank you, Russell. At number one, Tennessee baseball officially has their destination as they will be heading to Hattiesburg, Mississippi to play Southern Miss this weekend. Game one will be at Pete Taylor Park Saturday, June 10th at 3 p.m. as it was announced today. Sunday's time has yet to be determined, and if necessary, Monday's as well.
Bear, they have invested a lot in their stadium down there. It's a nice ballpark, man. Probably nicer than Lindsey Nelson, if we're being honest about it. They have, and this might be an advantage for Tennessee. I don't know.
Okay.
We talked about the rain coming down there. They have a artificial turf field just like we do.
Yeah, so it drains fast.
And I was watching a video on YouTube, and if I believe this is the mound that they use, and unless I was looking at something wrong or misseeing it, I believe it looks like their mound is made of that stuff too, which at Lindsey Nelson, obviously you have a dirt mound and everything else is grass, including the base paths. But the thing I was looking at is like a brown artificial turf mound.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know. Somebody might correct me on that, or not. I don't know if that's a big deal or anything like that. But
I wonder if their guys have thrown off one of those before. That would be the only thing that would worry me.
Yeah, hopefully it drains well like Lindsey Nelson does, because it does look like there's quite a bit of stormy weather in the forecast this weekend in lower Mississippi.
Yeah. Well, they also, I'm assuming they get time, like we'll get time to practice on the field. The only really thing that I've got a sour taste about is that, I mean, it's the super regional in the NCAA tournament, and I kind of feel like Tennessee fans, the University of Tennessee deserves more than 10% of the tickets. Now, I realize it's home field and all that, but the NCAA should make it a little bit more equitable for the team coming in.
I think that's pretty standard. Like, I remember when LSU came in here 2 years ago, there was at that time, stuck them in the top right corner. Like, if you're standing on the mound looking at the stadium, it was the top right corner of the stadium where we put them. This year, they've been putting the opposing fans in those temporary bleachers in the top right corner there.
So way out there.
We've given them even worse spots.
I bet Christian Scott appreciates that.
But it's the same everywhere. You just don't
get
many tickets to these things. So that's about what I expected. 600 people can make a lot of noise.
Yeah, they can. I mean, thinking about that, like, I'd love to talk to Christian Scott and just get him to, if just some of the stuff that he's heard over the years being out in the outfield.
I'm sure he got it much, much, much worse at LSU than he did at Clemson last week. Logan was there. You heard what he said. He said it was, they razzed him, but it wasn't anything over the top.
Yeah. SEC gets nasty.
Yeah.
At number two, the PGA Tour, LIV Golf, and DP World Tour are unifying under one umbrella. After more than a year of battling over legal issues, they have now agreed that they will combine and move forward in a larger commercial business. The tour has called the stunning development a, quote, landmark agreement on a global basis, quote, saying there's been a lot of tension in our sport over the last couple of years. We've talked about today is coming together to unify the game of golf and to do so under one umbrella. We've recognized that together we can have a far greater impact on this game than we can working apart. The game of golf is better for what we've done here today.
It's going to be interesting to see how the guys who stuck on the PGA Tour receive, particularly Koepka. I think Phil's pretty much done. He's 53, 54, something like that. Hasn't been very competitive since he won the PGA 2 years ago. But, DeChambeau, Koepka, like, those guys going to get the cold shoulder from Rory and those guys who stuck around. It's going to be. I don't think they're just going to sweep everything that's happened the past 2 years under the rug, and hold hands and sing Kumbaya. I think, you know, eventually it's all going to come together. It'll be what it is, but it's going to be a rough reunion, I would say.
At number three, the Buffalo Bills have broken ground on a new $1.54 billion stadium.
Billion.
As the team has now surpassed the Tennessee Titans, who were receiving $1.2 billion for their new stadium. The cost of the new Bills stadium is expected to seat about 63,000 people inside it. The stadium will not have a dome. I was curious because of the weather if they were going to try to dome it. But they won't. But they did say they'll include stacked seating and a canopy overhang to protect fans from the elements. They're also going to go with the natural grass field instead of the turf field that they currently have at their stadium.
So what's it going to be? Kind of like a – you know what I'm thinking, Russ? It's going to look like some of those English soccer stadiums.
Yeah, it could.
Yeah, really cool drawings, really cool renderings for that stadium too. And, yeah, it's got a roof over the seats. And then they've also apparently engineered it to where, you know, the wind, which is notoriously treacherous
up there
at their current stadium, will somehow be mitigated. It's like aerodynamic or something.
You've seen those renderings as well?
Yeah. I mean, you know you're talking to the rendering king here, man. I've seen renderings for minor league stadiums. Of course, I've seen the renderings for the Bills' new NFL stadium.
Do you always want to be an architect?
They call me Art Vandelay back in school.
You know I always wanted to be an architect.
I will say, too, what's kind of cool about this is that the agreement for this includes a 30-year lease and a non-relocation agreement that makes it difficult for Buffalo to leave, which in the area of Buffalo, it is the second smallest NFL market, larger only than Green Bay. So this is definitely keeping Buffalo in Buffalo.
Good stuff.
At number four, some MLB scores for you, or a scoreboard for you today. As we have some games coming up, 6:40, we have the Phillies and the Tigers. And then later on in the day, we have the Yankees and the White Sox, 7:05 at Yankee Stadium. And I'm currently there. They are the Braves and the Mets are heading off at 7:20, Russell.
I have a couple of massive baseball parlays tonight, so I'm looking forward to this. Braves have a 70.1% chance to win tonight, according to ESPN.
Who are they playing?
Did you not just listen to what the man just said like 2 seconds ago?
No, I was getting a text from somebody at the station about
something. You were getting a text from somebody.
Yeah, I got distracted.
Of all the excuses you could have gone with, that's pretty weak. I was getting a text?
Yeah.
Next time, just say you were answering the phone, please, man. They're playing the Mutts. Braves Mutts down at Truist.
Should be a fun one to watch. And finally, at number five, an 82-year-old German convicted of drug dealing has been given a final warning.
Final warning? I mean, he's 82. He doesn't have long.
A German court says that it has given an 82-year-old man his last warning to avoid jail after he's been found guilty of drug dealing despite 24 past convictions.
24 convictions? I'm all in favor for a second chance, but what does the judge say? All right, Olaf, fool me 23 times, shame on you. Fool me 24 times, shame on me. I mean, just go ahead and get this guy, man. Put him away.
Well, the retired seaman said that he wanted to improve his monthly pension, which is about $855, by selling the marijuana. He was handed a suspended sentence by a court in the northern town in Germany. I'm not going to try to pronounce it. But they have imposed a prison term of 34 months in a view of the man's lengthy criminal record if he continues.
Yeah, we'll see if he can hold it together for the rest of his life. Thank you, Marcus. That is the Top 5 at 5. It's brought to you by Tally Tonight. Fundraiser getting set to get underway out here at Cove Lake State Park. Bill Claiborne joins the festivities now at Rickard Ridge as we break things down. Bill, good to see you, my friend. Thanks for having us out.
Well, it's wonderful to have you all here. I know Rickard Ridge, Mark Rickard, he's does such a fantastic job up here, and you know, I hear you a lot talk about his place up here and his food. It's fantastic. We have a little bit different menu just right next door here at the pavilion for Tally Tonight, celebrating the Italian heritage, getting ready, getting pumped up for the Tallytown Festival in July 29th, downtown La Follette. So we got a spaghetti dinner, and we got Art Bohannon, and we just heard him. He just pointed out a minute ago, we went down to
the Human Remains Locator.
And he's got his machine going. And we found three spots down there, and he could tell that it's Native American versus other races or other people. So,
really?
Yeah. So he was already picked out three spots down here close to the water. So we're going to take some people down later and do some further investigation. No shovels.
I guess it makes sense that the 1,200-year-old human remains are Indian, and as opposed to, say, Scandinavian or Japanese.
Or even Italian, to get back to the topic. So it was in the late 1800s. This is fascinating history, but it's history, so I realize it's a sports show. So
I was stunned when you reached out about this, and I thought, honestly, I thought you were pulling my leg at first. I was like, the Italian heritage of La Follette.
Right.
But evidently, this is a thing going back many generations.
Well, it's the curse of being a successful melting pot. You melt together and get along so well that later on, you know, you don't really recognize the fact that 100 years ago, about two dozen Italian families. I mean, we've tracked them back to northern Italy. They came to Ellis Island. And straight away to Campbell County. And, of course, they had people.
Culture shock.
People back then that was helping them for the coal companies.
Sure.
So they needed workers. So that and it was just a pipeline. So imagine, get off the boat, you're Ellis Island. Next thing you know, you're here in Campbell County. And it was all new then. These coal camps and these towns hadn't really grown or developed. And we had in La Follette, the Lobertinis, and they were great builders. They were excellent stonemasons and built a lot of the buildings in town. And we got Pelizzari's, Mondoni's. And this really flipped for me because initially this big building downtown, it's got a lot of history to it. Jim Haslam, after World War II, started working in an oil company in La Follette in this building.
Okay.
And then eventually, of course, Pilot Oil and everything else happened. But this building was built by Domenico Lobertini. And, so he ended up building a lot of other things. And it's 100 years old this year. So I saw that story in the press, and I thought, well, let's do something, you know, to honor this fella. And then let's look at other Italians and make an Italian festival out of it. And then there's this cemetery in Jellicoe, St. Boniface Catholic Church. I thought it was a put-up job. I thought somebody was pranking me because I walk into the cemetery and these huge old stones of just Italian name after Italian name. I thought, is this for real?
Yeah.
Like you thought, it's a joke. We have found just so many Italians that came here, and they, of course, intermingled. Our current police chief here in Caraville is Freddie Stagnolia. And we've got our people down at the Historical Society can pinpoint the ancestor from Italy, Stagnoli, who came here. And Pelizzari is an attorney, district attorney in Anderson County, and his roots are here. So they spread out, a lot of times intermarried with other names that don't sound so Italian. But if you trace it back, there's probably 20-30% of during that formation of these towns like La Follette, Jellicoe, that are intermingled that are, you know, Italian-based. You know, Zucchini's. There was an Italian Blue Jim Coal Company that I discovered. So the whole coal company was Italian. And nothing has really had been done before to acknowledge this history.
Shine light on it, yeah.
So, you know, we know about Rossini in Knoxville. You know, the opera company wants to put on Rossini operas and have a festival. This is different because this is the actual people who came here and helped forge and build bakeries and all kinds of other things that help, build the culture in a lot of different towns around Campbell County. So that's what we were celebrating. We got people from various states that are coming back home. They're proud to see their Italian heritage being
very
celebrated.
Cool. Yeah.
So we're kicking it off here tonight with this spaghetti dinner. And we're looking forward to, building up to the crescendo July 29th, downtown La Follette.
So for folks who listening can't get up here for the event tonight, you got a full month. It's Saturday, July 29th, downtown La Follette. Now, One thing we all know about Italians, pretty good menu. You guys going to have some good food down there?
Yeah. Okay. In fact, one of our vendors over here, we got the Seven Loaves food truck, and they've got all kinds of appetizers and desserts. You know, you got the cannolis and different things that are going to be part of the, the whole menu of different food vendors will have. The big part of any Italian festival, of course, is the food. And for those interested, it's real easy. Go to Facebook, Tallytown Festival. We have a page there. We have all kinds of information there, and that's where we're interconnecting with people from different states on Facebook.
Okay.
And they can find out more there.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. Facebook, just search for Tallytown, Tally Festival, and you'll find it and more information there.
Yeah, and Tally, by the way, is what they called the area of, there's a quarter of the Follette where they called it Tallytown. So I was real concerned at first because it sounds almost like a today's mindset, like maybe it's a slur, but I got confirmation from others that no, that's what they called it themselves. It's short for Italian, Tallytown. So
it's our very own little Italy right here in East Tennessee.
Well, it's the biggest little Italy in Tennessee, I'll challenge anyone that says otherwise.
Bill Claiborne is putting on the Tallytown Festival coming up next month on July the 29th. That's a Saturday, the end of July. Come on down, check it out, downtown La Follette. It's going to be a lot of fun. Bill, thanks again for having us out here, man. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you coming out, and look forward to meeting more people, whether you're Italian or not. There's always something you can enjoy about an Italian festival.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Come check it out. Bill Claiborne, appreciate your time, my man. Thank you. I know things are getting set to kick off over there.
Yeah, right. We're getting ready. I'm going to have to run over there right now.
All right, man. Good to see you. Thanks for having us again.
Right, thanks.
Bill Claiborne, one more time out here at Rickard Ridge Barbecue. I'm here till 6 p.m. doing the thing. We'll turn things over to overtime at that point. Let's take a quick break right here. When we continue, Tennessee baseball headed down to Hattiesburg to take on Southern Miss. Some people feeling a little bit miffed about it, feel like this series should be held right here in Knoxville. We'll reset that topic for you when we continue next right here on Fan Run Radio. Fan Run Radio, the drive continues live today at Rickard Ridge Barbecue. Russell Smith back with you on the drive. Bear and Marcus back in the White Claw Hard Seltzer studios. Tucker Harlan helping out behind the scenes as well. As we have a couple open lines right now, if you want to jump in, would love to hear from you. 865-546-8200, your number to get on board as Southern Miss wins the hosting rights for the Super Regional this weekend. We've been talking about it. Tennessee, we'll see, and go down there and wear the black shirts, walk up in their kitchen, make a sandwich, throw the cheese wrapper on the floor. Can't cry about it, Bear.
Mm-mm. No, you can't.
Southern Miss ain't going to feel sorry for you.
No. You go down there and very, very quietly and very determinedly just take care of business. There's a reason nobody that's lost on that first night in the regional is – only one team's made it to the World Series. Their ace, threw a lot of pitches this past weekend. I know he's going to have an extra day of rest, but I feel like we're a better baseball team. We go down there and take care of business and, more importantly, follow Rogers' keys to victory, and I feel like we'll be heading back to Omaha, regardless of where they play this game.
We'll have Rogers' keys to victory for you on our Friday show. Bear, we had a little fun with some of our Fan Run brethren off the top. I can't believe this slipped under my radar until just now.
Oh, no. What's going on?
Did you see the show that's coming to Thompson Bowling in November?
No. Tucker, I think, has.
Yeah, I actually had to announce it this morning on WUTK.
Well, shameless.
Oh, really?
Shameless self-promotion. What's the show?
It's Tool.
Oh, God. Chris, he'll take a whole week off wrapped around that thing just to prepare himself to be in the presence of Danny.
He might go ahead and shut it down for the rest of the year.
Just going to some fugue-like state.
Have they been doing shows?
I don't know. I mean, they don't – until I met – you know, I had a roommate that was so in love with that band that I'll never listen to a note of their music, and then Cress. Other than that, they never really – you know, I'd hear about them, but I couldn't name you one of their songs.
He's got, 5 months to prepare Friday, November 3rd, 7:30 p.m., Tool coming to Thompson Bowling Assembly Center and Arena. So, you know, it's always struck me as we've all got our quirky musical likes and dislikes, right?
Yeah.
Like, you meet Houston, and it's like, you know, he's got the shorts and the flip-flops and, like, a UT polo usually. And it's like, oh, I'm going fishing this weekend. And loves fishing, loves the Vols. Like, if you asked me what his favorite band was.
Dave Matthews is what I would have said.
Well, I mean, Tool. I wouldn't guess it in 100 guesses.
Huh.
He is a Tool super fan, though.
Yeah. He's got the little lady into it, too, now, apparently. They go to concert.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Julia, big Tool fan. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand the need to have 3-time signature changes within one song. Give me, you know, 4 on the floor, a G chord, an A chord, and a D chord. Tom Petty wrote some great songs doing that, man.
So if Houston came and said, listen, guys, I've worked with, you know, a well-known Tool super fan. I've worked behind the scenes. I've got us tickets, backstage passes. We're all going to the Tool show. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have some drinks and let our hair down and rock out at the Tool show. You wouldn't go?
Oh, 100% I'd go. Backstage passes? You get a chance to meet Danny freaking Carey? Yeah. Dude's a huge sports fan.
Well, you just like spun around on a dime right there.
Well, no. I'll be polite. You know, I just don't get into their music, but I still wouldn't pass up a chance to meet people, artists of that caliber. They've sold what? They break 20 million records sold in their career.
You expect me to? No, sure, 20 million. That sounds good.
The only reason I know is Houston gotten me and him gotten just a totally geeked out fight about whose favorite band
was. Raging argument.
Yeah, raging nerd fest.
I can see that too. I can see that.
Yeah, and I just dropped numbers on him.
Houston and Bear yelling at each other in the parking lot. Like people are driving by. Like, are those two about to fight?
I think Oasis outsold them by like almost 80 million records.
Argument.
So, but yeah, I mean, I'd go. You'd be crazy not to go. Anytime backstage pass for just about any kind of big artist, and there's even a few country people that I'd like to meet. Being backstage at a concert's fun as hell, man. I was lucky enough to work at the arena for a long time and, you know, was actually just working, but I mean, it's cool. For me, at least.
Do we have game 3 tonight, NBA?
I believe we do.
No.
No, we don't.
No, it's tomorrow night.
God, why do they stretch us out? All they needed was one travel day. It's not like you can't fly from Denver to Miami in 3 hours on a private charter.
Because some egghead figured out that more people are going to watch TV on a Wednesday night than a Tuesday night.
I'm so sick of the TV people. They better not screw us this weekend, man. I'm telling you right now. My elderly mom, if she cannot get Tony Vitello and the boys on her TV at her house, she's going to flip the hell out.
Well, game one will be on ESPNU. And then who knows from there? They might put it on ESPN Plus after that just to make us shake our fists.
It should not. I mean, if you're going to do it like this, Russell, it should not be this hard for fans and people who, like my mom, it pays. Like, she's supposed to get it.
Yeah. Well, another thing that several people mentioned to me on the social media during our first segment when we were kind of burning it down over this whole thing was the fact that this tournament, that they don't seed the teams, right? That it would go to a committee vote and it would get political after the games have already started is pretty stupid, right?
Yeah.
Like, it should have been decided ahead of time. They say, well, we don't really rank the teams. We don't, you know, we seed the one seeds, but we don't seed the two seeds, right? There's no difference between the two seed in the Clemson regional versus the two seed in the Alabama regional, which, first of all, I don't necessarily buy that. But second of all, why not? Why don't you seed all the two and three seeds so that you can avoid situations like this?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, college.
I mean, it's just one more example of the NCAA's complete inability to not screw things up and have it be as confusing as possible, as shady looking and sketchy as possible, and to piss off a member institution and their entire fan base. I mean, that Cohen guy from Auburn, he did a number.
Mm.
He did a number on a lot of people.
Well, kind of, I mean, it goes to show, man, there's, you know, sometimes I don't believe in sports karma, but sometimes I do. You know, it's like last year in Tennessee, we tempted the wrath of the whatever high top thing, and, man, we got burned in the supers.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
this
we
year,
acted
they,
like,
you know, they did whatever they did down there at Auburn, and look at them now. Can't find them.
I just feel like, you know, I mean, we were, you say tempted. I mean, the guys kind of acted poorly. That'd be the nicest way. I mean, we did. We
took it a little too far. Took it a little too far.
And we did stuff.
We were a little out of line ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, throwing birds on national TV. I mean, it's.
Yelling at the umpire in his face, cursing him. We're a little out of line ourselves.
And I'm not gonna lie. There's part of, like, watching that game. And the way this year's team, they're a different team, different guys, and you know, like, if that had been somebody last year, it would have been a colossal bat flip, that Zane Denton homer or Sema. I like that, you know. Hopefully that'll help, so we won't get into situations where we're just not going to get the benefit of the doubt from the, whether it be from the official or people in authority. So.
But it's frustrating, but, you know, I'm sure Vitello has whatever frustration he felt was quickly put, for the team. I'm sure he'll be pushing the snap and clear message. It's just,
oh, like, that
you gotta go on. Imagine, we're all in now.
I imagine they'll
go
have
down
them
there and burn the ships.
Have them worked up into the disrespect froth.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you, Russell. You stick with the dark mode, or do you switch it up for the super regional?
I think so. I think you stick with it. I mean, I think it kind of fits into the theme. It's like we're going down there with the Pirates. We've been disrespected. Won three in a row. I didn't really like those black uniforms at first, to be honest with you. And
I liked them by Sunday evening.
Yeah, I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Just baseball guys are – I mean, baseball is just a sport almost rooted in superstition.
Yeah.
Just weird, super, you know, just things that – nonsensical things. So, nah, I expect to see him, Andrew Lindsay, take the mound and be in the dark modes.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
The reminder on my phone just popped up, gentlemen. I've got to – stop and buy some new plain white tees on the way home. Threw away two of my favorite t-shirts this week, Bear.
Why?
Mrs. finally convinced me. They're just like holes in them.
Golden Boy or just like undershirts?
Well, one was an ESPN 1180 shirt that I've had since I worked there.
Wow.
Almost 20 years ago.
She made you throw it away?
great sleeping shirt. I mean, it was tattered, bro. It was just.
I don't care.
It was pretty rough. Like, it was so bad. I couldn't wear it in public anymore. Literally, the only thing I wore it for was to sleep in and, like, work in the yard or something like that. It's like.
I got a sweatshirt like that. It's like 30 years. It was from the first time Tennessee was with Nike.
Uh-huh.
It's from, like, 95. I will never retire that bad boy.
And then the other one I threw away today was a Tennessee Smokey shirt that Craig Jenkins gave me out of the trunk of his car. It had Calhoun's on the back. But not the coolest shirt in the world, but it's like one of those promo shirts, you know, that like they shoot out of the cannon or whatever.
Yeah.
And I got it. I was like, okay, that'll be fine to, you know, it's a little big for me, so it'd be fine to wear in bed and around the house, stuff like that. So had that for about 10, 15 years. Time to let it go.
Yeah. I've still got my 94.3, the drive shirt.
Yeah, the black one?
No, it was a white one.
A 94.3, the drive white t-shirt. I don't have one of those. What does it look like?
I mean, it's kind of basic. I'll have to – I've got so many of them. I'll take a picture of it when I get home tonight and send it to you.
I've got a 100.3 WNOX the drive t-shirt.
Is it white?
It's black, and it's got like a basketball with like the WNOX old logo on the front, and then on the back it's got like a dude, like a shadowy like figure guy like hanging on the rim, and it says the drive with Russell Smith and Terry Fair. I got a shirt with my name on it.
Oh, I'll tell you what shirt I pulled out. See if you remember this one. See if you still got it. It's my go-to soft shirt if you get a little too much sun during the summer. You remember the Woody, Save Woody t-shirt?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what happened to my Save Woody t-shirt. That's a great shirt. Super soft.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to pull that one out Sunday night. I got a little too much sun on Sunday. It's kind of stinging.
Happens.
And had to go to had to run to the store. Couldn't go in there, you know, bare-chested, so.
So that's my to-do list. Oh, I've got a whole wardrobe of defunct radio station t-shirts. I got a Max 105.3 t-shirt somewhere.
Keep the wife out of that area.
Do what?
I'd keep her away from it. She'd make you throw them away, your treasures. I've never been allowed to see the vault.
I've got a Talk Radio WKVL t-shirt somewhere. I mean, these fan... I'm wearing a fan run shirt right now. It'd be a collector's item someday.
Yeah, what's the coolest t-shirt you've ever gotten?
The coolest t-shirt I've ever gotten?
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. Being you asked me here at Rickard Rich, and the first thing that pops to mind is the shirt my parents got me. This is back when I was like in middle school. They'd gone to Washington, D.C., and I never got to go to this place. One of the Hogs, remember the Hogs, the O-line, the Redskins back in the day?
Yeah.
I believe it was maybe Russ Grimm or somebody had
name.
Like a barbecue place, and they had this cool t-shirt. It was like a football with like their barbecue joint logo on it, and it said, I don't even remember what it said. I just remember it was cool, really liking it. It's my Rosebud Citizen Kane reference for those of you keeping score. What's your favorite t-shirt?
Mine, got some original like OG Super Drag shirts from back before they hit it big, back when they were just known to everybody in Knoxville. I do have an artist shirt, like the ones they give the artist at Woodstock 99. That's pretty cool. Most of mine are like band related. And then I got some UT stuff. So
I'll tell you the one that got away, man. My dad had a 1985 Sugar Bowl sweatshirt. Like it was white, and it had, you know, Tennessee across the top, and then it had that classic Sugar Bowl logo, you know, the blue like trophy.
Yeah,
it had that underneath it said like USFG Sugar Bowl or whatever, 1985. And my dad had a white sweater that, and like I commandeered it like in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened to it, man.
Roommate probably took it.
I'll tell you one of the ones that got away. It was a great sweater.
One of the coolest things I ever got. There was just no way I could ever in a million years wear it. Ended up giving it to Raj as a birthday or as a present, but it was Jim Chaney sideline, like, and it was a perfect whatever that Pantone 151 orange.
Are you? I feel like you're kind of taking a shot at Roger.
At Raj? I mean, I would if he were still. I'm not taking a shot at Raj. How am I taking a shot? Because it would fit Raj. And hey, look, man, I told Raj all the time I felt like he needed to lose a few pounds. That's all I'm gonna say. I love that guy. Never to be forgotten about me. I think him about. Honest to God, I think about Raj at least once a day.
This is about the time he'd be calling in.
Yeah, I do. I still look at that phone and it makes me sad. So, I mean, most everybody knew. Like, I've actually flushed Roger several times. Remember that time you got, like, me and Roger had it cooked up. I'll tell everybody. I was like, you want it? He wanted to get flushed, and I was like, okay. And I didn't bother to tell you. And I told him to say something negative about Catholic to give me an excuse, and he did. And then I flushed him, and then, you know, you had to remind me that nobody else.
Show fixing. You're fixing the show.
Yeah, but it was Roger wanted to get flushed, dude. Right. He thought it was hilarious when we flushed people. He wanted to get flushed.
It was pretty good. I haven't done it. Well, I guess we did it yesterday to Phil. Yeah. He earned it. Was a little out of line himself.
I mean, Roger earned a couple of his. He was pretty slick about it. He'd slip in the dagger.
All right, folks, time for one more segment. Speak now, forever hold your peace. The shocking conclusion of the drive coming up here on Fan Run Radio, 865-546-8200. If you want to jump in here on our final segment of the day, 546-8200. Back to wrap things up from Rickard Ridge Barbecue right after this. Wrapping up a Tuesday edition of The Drive live from Rickard Ridge Barbecue. Appreciate them having us out here today. We invite you to check them out online at rickardridgebbq.com or just take the quick drive up I-75 and stop by here, Cove Lake State Park. It is a fantastic location. Always a great time up here, and the food is fantastic. We would be remiss, gentlemen, if we did not give a special shout out to Kieran Weekly and that Lady Vol softball team, man. Their run came to an end yesterday. Ran into a buzzsaw Florida State team, but anytime you make the College World Series and you're one of the last four teams playing, pretty good season. Very good season.
Oh, for sure. Got it turned around really well. So how bad was – I mean, I don't know. I've kind of backed off a little bit on how hard I was wanting. I was still a little irritated with the way we handled the Oklahoma game. I wasn't aware that Ashley Rogers had been hurt. Were you guys?
Oh, she was. This is first I heard about it.
Apparently she's been dealing with some kind of injury.
I knew she was hurt last season. I didn't know she was hurt this season.
I'm not sure, but the only problem I had was, man – you've got Oklahoma. Just go ahead and shock the world. I mean,
I don't think there's any way anybody's beating that team, man. I just watched them. I guess Stanford pushed them pretty hard yesterday, but Oklahoma still won, and like they just seem to be a cut above everybody else in that sport. But it was a fantastic season from Tennessee, and I'm looking forward to seeing if they're able to keep it going and keep the mojo going and bounce back next year. This is what, the third time they've made the College World Series since the Weeklies have been here?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, they were in the Final Four. And that's, you know, I mean, even our most right. – even Phil, as much as he says, I think he would even agree. You make the Final Four in any college sport, you've had an incredible season, so –
Well, Bear, Big Game Boomer is at it again on the Twitter machine.
Oh, good Lord. And,
I mean, it's June, right? I mean, he could be the list should be cranking right now, right? I mean, it should be great lists every time. I feel like he's great. He's scraping the bottom of the barrel in early June. This might not be a good sign.
What's he hitting on?
His latest list is the top 50 long snappers.
Oh, good Lord.
Entering the 2023 season.
Did we make the list?
We did. Do you know who our long snapper is?
I have no idea.
Isn't it Love something, right? There's a guy that's got like Love in his name. Riley Love?
Loving Good?
Yeah, you're thinking Riley Loving Good. That's good, Mark. Is that's not our snapper. Remember, he got beat out. I mean, I can't believe you guys don't notice this. I mean, you call yourselves professionals who follow the team.
It's a damn long snapper. Who is it?
Matthew Solanski.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What the?
Oh, he's easily. Oh, yeah. He's easily the.
Oh, yeah.
Easily
yeah.
Top 20 in all of college football.
He's number 18.
Oh, there we go. I mean, see, Russell?
Like, we haven't had a botched snap. I don't think.
That's the thing about it, Russ. If you don't know your long snapper's name, usually until there's a problem with the long snap.
Well,
very good point.
I remember how he got the job. It's because I believe it was Loving Good. I hope I'm not disparaging his good name, but like it was the beginning of that 2020 season, the COVID year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he, I think it, whoever the starter was against South Carolina that game botched a snap. And hey, it's Brad LaFollette making his presence felt, rocking the Braves hat. I like it. What'd you get there? Pulled pork to go. Mm. Well done, sir. Good to see you, Brad. Thanks for coming out. But yeah, the snapper botched up a punt snap in that game, and then Solanski was the walk on, and Pruitt never gave the guy a second chance. Like I feel kind of bad for him.
Like, yeah, Pruitt's, that's kind of how it is sometimes with
you botched one snap. He switched snappers, and the guy's still doing it 3 years later.
Yeah.
Do you see that he had also recently put out the punt returner and kick returners list as well? He's going through special teams right now.
That's a little more interesting. Okay.
So it's a theme here?
Yeah, it seems to be.
Bear, you don't know who our long snapper is. Do you know who our kicker is?
I have no idea on our kick returner. I did know, and now that we're talking about it, it's gone to a black hole. God, who was
it? Well, we don't know.
Our kickers,
I know who the kicker is.
Our kicker should be the transfer from Indiana, Campbell.
Charles Campbell.
Yes, sir. Who I'm
Jackson, Tennessee native.
Very excited.
They've got a
about.
Bunch of – I know we've got a bunch of good kicking prospects, so. Sure, one of them will separate.
You know
themselves.
The punter, right?
No.
You don't know the punter?
Oh, the Australian kid.
Yeah, the Amber Petal.
Oh,
kicks
yeah.
With both feet.
Yeah.
At the same time,
I was talking with one of the dads on my son's softball team who's Australian, and we were talking about Australian rules football, and I was telling him that you know, UT's punter is Australian, and he was like, "Oh, where'd he go to school, mate?" And we're like looking him up on the, like, he's like, "Oh yeah, that's right, where I grew up." And he said that you have to, because the guy Jackson Ross grew up playing Australian rules football. Hmm. And you have to kick on the run, right? You're carrying the ball, and then like you could drop it and kick it.
I don't know. Blast it. Yeah. That's a rough sport too.
But yeah, if you're being chased by dudes who are trying to tackle you, you have to be able to kick with other foot, because you might not be able to. You might have a guy on your right, and you got to be able to just drop it and kick it with your left foot.
They've had head-to-head contact, and they don't wear helmets. That stuff's insane if you ever get a chance to watch it.
Russell, I just want to make sure. Do you know who our punt returner is, right? I know Bear's forgotten.
Yeah, it's the guy, D. Williams.
Yeah, yes. That's it.
Well, Big Game Boomer has him as the number one punt returner.
It's pretty cool.
He can move. He can motor.
And I don't
– Yeah, he should be a weapon. It's what is crazy special teams guy call it, a fart in a skillet?
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Mike Eckler. He was all, did you see him on Twitter on Saturday night during that Clemson game? Eckler, he gets all kinds of fired up.
I had forgotten about that. The Dabo said something about flipping burgers and
yeah.
Oh yeah.
like I went back. That's one of those things, man, where we were just looking for an edge anywhere we could get it. He wasn't saying that we were flipping burgers like working at McDonald's or something. He was saying that we were, you know, like at a cookout, like you're relaxing, you're flipping burgers at 4th of July or whatever. And the next thing you know, you're not ready to play. But we took it as some terrible insult.
No. We'll take it the way it was intended.
It's still a shot regardless.
What's going on with you, Russell? Why are you letting people take shots at us?
Because he wasn't taking a shot. I'm just telling
you
what it
after
is.
Russell,
I mean, you're going to take it however you're going to take it. But I'm telling you, if you go back and read the full comment like I did, you will realize the context of what he was saying. Like, he was trying to get his team to avoid getting upset by South Carolina like we did, and he wasn't able to do it.
I love how brave you are when he's 38 miles away from
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, what? What, you're going to fight me? I'm going to kick your ass, Russell.
No, I mean, not even that. I mean, he won't ever come after you when you're sitting next to him. You intimidate him. He's admitted. Marcus!
I know he's going to get here tomorrow, and the first thing I'm going to do is say, I'm sorry, Russell.
Yeah, he gets all anxious. He's, you know, for him.
Very deferential, Marcus.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's
part of the reason I stay angry at Marcus.
Cross that, son!
Matter if he's 38 miles away or sitting next to you. Go after him, man.
I did disparage Riley Lovingood. Riley Lovingood, if you're listening, I apologize. It was Will Albright,
yep,
the kid
Greenville.
From Greenville,
mm-hmm.
who had the bad snap. Because I remember, we gave Riley Lovingood a scholarship, and then we gave Will Albright a scholarship. And, like, you don't spend scholarships on long snappers.
No.
Like, it's an important job, but Fulmer never did that. And Botch did it, and Pruitt did it. And look, no offense.
Did we just lose Russ at the end of the show?
Do you still have him on there?
I do.
Russ, you've disappeared if you can still hear us, my man.
You know, he's
there
200, he 240 pounds or something like that, and you let him go. You coach him up, and there's your long snapper, man. It's not that hard. Isn't our boy Titans
Morgan Cox.
Morgan Cox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's snapping for the Titans, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was a Pro Bowler last year too.
Marcus, I'd like to compliment you. It's Tuesday, and we haven't had – you haven't whined at all about anything to do with the Titans yet this week.
Why would you?
What are you doing?
Yeah, why
what
would
are you
do this? Even I'm wondering why you're doing this.
You haven't said
Bears
anything negative
Marcus,
about
Marcus. Usually, that's the other way around.
You haven't said anything about Will Levis in a couple of days.
Well, you know, he's just he's
you know
that
thing
trash.
With the draft. Whatever happened there?
Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta ignore the trash when you see it on the side of the road. You just kind of have to just ignore it and go, someone will come pick it up. I don't have to do it.
Wow. That's how we're going to end things today, huh? That's where we're going to leave it? Okay.
Blame him. I had nothing
blame
to do with
me.
This.
I didn't do any what I say.
That's going to do it, folks. Appreciate Rickard Ridge Barbecue for having us out here this afternoon. It has been fantastic. Check them out here in Cove Lake State Park. Make your plans. I tell you what you do, man. Saturday, 3:00 first pitch. Come up here for lunch, man. Bring the wife, bring the kids, bring some friends, have some great barbecue. Get a little something to go. Take it back. You can eat it while you're watching the game. Tell them Fan Run Radio sent you. RickardRidgeBBQ.com. That's RickArd, Ridge. Man. Absolutely fantastic up here. All right, we will talk to you again tomorrow. Rick Butler in studio with us. Little
nice.
Rick on Wednesday. Until then, Russell Smith signing off. Have a great evening. Overtime headed your way next right here on Fan Run Radio.